Hello and welcome to You Awakening. This is your host, Jacqueline Johnston, thanking you for taking the time to join us and to add your presence to our Summer Solstice program with Patricia Cotarobles. And we'll get started right away because I know so many of you have known Patricia and respected her and appreciated her great service for so long, and it's such a blessing to be able to have her here with us tonight. So let's get started. Patricia, welcome. Thank you. Thank you for joining us.
Well, thank you, Jacqueline, for having me. It's a wonderful opportunity for us to be together and share, all of us together. I'm delighted to be here.
Thank you. Thank you. And what a perfect time with the solstice.
Yes, lots and lots of energy coming in. At the beginning of this year, the beings of light said 2014 was going to be a year like no other, and I think that actually has probably been an understatement because there are so many activities of light that have taken place, and with celestial alignments and all of the different kinds of things that have been happening, you know, it's hard because, as I've said so many times, the beings of light have said the physical plane is the very last dimension to reflect these incredible shifts of consciousness and changes that are taking place in the realms of cause. And they've said actually the physical plane is the least real of all of the dimensions that we abide in. But so often we're so locked in that we watch the news and we see all the horrific things taking place. So it's very hard to stay focused on the light, and especially if people aren't even aware that this tremendous influx of light is taking place. So what ends up happening is people get pulled into that, the fear and the anxiety and all of those kinds of things that are the antithesis of what's actually happening. As this light flows in, you know, there is no separation. We are one, and as I've mentioned, we can't just say cancel, cancel, and eliminate the past. So the light pushes everything that conflicts with that light to the surface to be transmuted and healed and transformed back into light again. The intent of these things surfacing isn't to take us down the tubes or to make things worse. And so the kinds of things that we witness, like what's going on in the Middle East right now and the poverty and the imbalances in finances and the abuse of power, all of those kinds of things are really the antithesis of the new earth and these energies that are coming in now. And those frequencies that are causing so much pain and suffering in the outer world cannot even exist in the fifth dimensional frequencies of the new earth. So one of the things that's wonderful is that we have these waves of opportunity where the light is greatly increased on the planet, and humanity is becoming more and more aware of that. So we are consciously allowing ourselves to be the open door for that light. One of the things that's real is that we are responsible for what we've created. We're co-creators in this physical plane, and we have the gift of free will, and we have been blessed with the creative faculties of thought and feeling. So there's an expression, where your attention is, there you are. And so whatever we focus on with our thoughts, feelings, words, actions, memories, and beliefs, we are empowering and we are sustaining and manifesting in our lives. So it is really important for us to understand the magnitude of what that means, so that when the negativity is pushed up into our lives, instead of wringing our hands and feeling like the earth is going to hell in a handbasket or that we're failing or that this wouldn't be happening, we need to remember that this is part of the human miscreations that humanity has either deliberately or inadvertently created through our free will and through our thoughts and feelings. And that it's coming up now so that we can learn from it, so that we can see what works and what doesn't work, and anything that isn't reflecting love and reverence for life and the highest good for all concerned is part of our human miscreation. You know, it has nothing to do with God's will or punishment or any of that kind of thing. It's just our own human miscreations that are coming to the surface. And since we're related to interrelated, interdependent, and to all humanity, interconnected in every way, we are one. And so as this energy comes up, like what's going on in the Middle East, this is affecting everything. This is affecting everybody. And what's being pushed to the surface is the antithesis of the frequencies of divine love and reverence for life that are the patterns for the new earth. So these kind of things have to be cleared and have to be transmuted back into light. And this year we've had so many waves of powerful light that have given us the opportunity. And the solstice is certainly one of those. The solstice, of course, from outer appearances astronomically, it's the alignment when there's an alignment with the sun and the moon and the earth, and the as we get into this closer North Pole reach, we reach the, you know, that evolution, but it looks like the sun is moving south. When we reach that furthest point to the south is when the days are the longest, and then as we move forward back into the light, we experience that the shorter days and the longer nights. And it's the in-breath and out-breath. And for instance, now in the southern hemisphere, this is the winter solstice, and so it's the shortest day of the year. And so that is the in-breath of the divine feminine, that as we go into the silence and into the in-breath of the energies of the solar light that sustains the earth. In the northern hemisphere, it's the longest day of the year, so this is the out-breath, when the sun is the maximum expansion of light and we start moving forward into now from this moment forth into shorter and shorter days, and then that's reversed as we go into the winter solstice in December and the southern hemisphere goes into the summer solstice. But these powerful in-breaths and out-breaths are waves of light that flow into the planet, and it greatly amplifies the energy on Earth. So what we can do is we can consciously utilize that light to empower the patterns of perfection for the new Earth and the things that we're trying to create at this time. So this is truly an opportunity for expanding the light of God in the physical plane. And each and every one of us can focus on what that means for us, what we can empower, and what we can do. And as I said, this year there have been all kinds of influxes of light. Every spring in the Northern Hemisphere, every spring, there are the three full moons that are called the full moon festivals of spring. And those full moons begin this wave of opportunity. And because things are shifting so rapidly, because there's such an acceleration of light on the planet, this year the Earth is vibrating at a higher frequency of vibration than we've ever experienced. And that's why things are being pushed to the surface at this accelerated pace. We're really daily and hourly moving further up the spiral of evolution. And the Company of Heaven have said that literally every 24 hours, our God selves, our I Am presence, is accelerating the energy, vibration, and consciousness of our four earthly bodies, our physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies, the maximum that we can withstand. And when I say we, I'm literally talking about every man, woman, and child on the planet. Now, everybody is unique. Everybody is different. The more we are in control of our thoughts, words, actions, and feelings, the more we are adding to the light of the world, the greater that light is that flows through us. If we're taking that light, as we can witness on the planet, as some people are, and utilizing that light to harm other life or to create havoc in the outer world, then our vibration, less of that light comes through us because it would be just misqualified into whatever our thoughts and feelings are at the time. But what's happening now is that there is this greatly accelerated awakening. So every single day there are billions of people on the planet that are in one way or another turning their attention to a higher power and invoking the light of God into their lives. And so these people are adding to the light of the world. They're coming from a place 99% of the time where they genuinely care about other people, where they want to be a constructive, positive force on the planet, and they're not trying to wreak havoc. The people that are causing the problems, even though we get bombarded with that information because of network news and 24-hour reporting on this kind of thing, the number of people wreaking the havoc on the planet is a minuscule fraction of the 7.5 billion souls that live here. So the reason this information is coming forth so intensely at this time, that our purpose and reason for being is to focus on the light, and whatever we're empowering with our thoughts, words, actions, and feelings, whatever we're allowing to focus our attention that we are creating in our lives, is because we have opportunities beyond anything we've experienced in this lifetime, and actually in probably thousands of lifetimes because of where the Earth is now and how we have taken these quantum shifts up the spiral of evolution. So I know that things seem confusing and it's hard to stay focused on the light when the negativity keeps surfacing. But if we remember that these things are coming up to be transmuted back into light, then we can use the tools that have been given to us to do this. And the Company of Heaven is assisting us the maximum that cosmic law will allow. They are literally amplifying our efforts 1,000 times 1,000-fold. The problem is that they do not have permission to intervene in our lives unless we ask for their assistance. The universal law is the call for assistance must come from the realm where the assistance is needed. So in order for us to have this incredible assistance and amplification of light, we have to ask the beings of light to help us. And we are one with all humanity. There's an expression, the call for assistance must come from the realm where the assistance is needed, which means that we can invoke light from this dimension and have it affect everybody else in this dimension because we're all existing in the physical plane of Earth. So simply by saying, I am my I Am Presence, which is the divinity within us, and I am one with the I Am Presence of all humanity, that moves us from the microcosm of invoking light just for ourselves to the macrocosm of invoking light on behalf of everybody else. And when we ask that that light manifest in everybody's life experience through their I Am Presence in perfect alignment with their divine plan and their highest good, then their I Am Presence will take that light and utilize it in a way that will only enhance their life and move them forward in alignment with their divine plan. We can't interfere with anybody else's progress as long as we go through their I Am Presence, because their I Am Presence knows exactly where they are. They know exactly what the learning experience is that they're going through and what light will assist them in most quickly learning that experience and moving forward. So for instance, when we want to invoke light into things like the Middle East and any area on the planet where people have the incredibly distorted perception that somehow it's okay to harm any other part of life, whether it's because of religion, whether it's because of government affiliations, whether it's because of lifestyles or genders or races or whatever, all of that is just an incredible illusion of separation and duality. We are one with every other person on the planet, and every other person on the planet is a beloved son or daughter of God, no matter how far they may be from reflecting that truth in their behavior patterns or in their life experiences. But within each and every person on this planet is pulsating that divinity. So we have the ability, for instance, to say, I am my I am presence, and I am one with the I am presence of all humanity. And what I invoke for myself, I invoke for all life, and I ask that this light be taken and used for the highest good by each person's I am presence to help them fulfill their divine plan. And we can say that any way we want to, but that's the essence of what it is we're saying. We're invoking the light on behalf of our sisters and brothers in the family of humanity through their I am presence and asking their I am presence to utilize that for their highest good. And once we do that, we can laser beam that energy into wherever we want it to be. We can say, I ask the I am presence of everybody in the Middle East that's causing any type of chaos or concern or war or problem. And I ask their I am presence to expand the divinity within their heart, that lift them out of that distorted belief system, to help them perceive the oneness of all life, and to give them the courage and the motivation and the willingness to make the changes in their belief patterns that will add to the light of the world. And that begins creating this new level of inner knowing within them, because the I am presence, of course, is not the part of their consciousness that's telling them that God wants them to kill anybody else because they have a different belief system than they do, or that it's all right to harm anybody else, or that they need to take control and force their belief systems on everybody else on the planet. All of that is coming from our fragmented, fear-based human ego. None of that is coming through the I am presence. So we can do that even with Wall Street, the banking systems, all of the corruption, all of the abuse of power, all of the greed, and ask the God self of everybody involved in all of that, the I am presence, to fill them with the knowledge of the infinite abundance of God, and to move them into this place of realizing that greed and corruption and that abuse of power is all fear-based manipulation from our fragmented human egos. It has nothing to do ever with what our God self knows, what our God self is revealing to us. So as this negativity is being pushed to the surface, we have the ability to transmute it back into light and say, what do I want instead of that? Now, Saint Germain is a being of light that's given us a wonderful invocation for the violet flame, and it's a very simple invocation. Now, what the violet flame is, it's one of the 12 solar aspects of deity. It's known as the 7th solar aspect of deity, and this is the predominant energy that is going to bathe the planet during the 2,000 plus year cycle that we are moving through the age of Aquarius. And what the violet flame is, it's the perfect balance of the sapphire blue masculine polarity of our Father God's divine will and power, and the crystalline pink radiance of our Mother God's divine love and reverence for all life. And when these two frequencies of our Father, Mother, God are brought into perfect balance, it creates this violet flame of God's infinite perfection. And I have that invocation now just for a moment, because there's so much energy and so many things going on the planet now that are being pushed to the surface to be healed. Let's just for a moment think of every single thing on this planet that is reflecting any frequency of vibration that is less than divine love, oneness, the reverence for all life, and the highest good for all concerned. And we don't have to name them or identify them in that way that will empower them. But just for a moment, let's think of every frequency of vibration that is less than the harmony and balance of our Father, Mother, God, and the perfection of the new earth. All of these things were created by the misuse of humanity's thoughts, words, actions, and feelings at some time or dimension since we fell into such chaos and confusion. And most of the things were probably inadvertently created from our fear-based consciousness of not knowing any better. Right this moment, if we talk to the people that are causing the chaos in Syria and Iraq, you would know, even though the belief system is totally distorted, often violent and brutal, you would know after talking to them that in their own mind, they genuinely think this is what God wants them to do. It's not that they're deliberately trying to be evil. They just have totally lost the reality of truth in the physical plane. And they are fighting from this dog-eat-dog looking out for number one consciousness, where they think that gratifying the physical senses and their survival, that they have the right to do whatever is necessary, lie, cheat, steal, kill, whatever. All of that is a belief system from our fragmented lower human consciousness. And all of those things, everything that's less than heaven on earth in this planet that's being pushed to the surface to be healed, is a human miscreation. So since this incredible light is flowing into the planet, and it's already begun, and it'll build in momentum throughout the entire week, knowing this is in the northern hemisphere, it is the longest day of the year, and it is the greatest expansion of light on the planet, we are vibrating at a frequency because of miracles that have taken place this year already, and we can talk about some of those in a minute, but because of these incredible shifts of consciousness, that we are vibrating at a higher frequency of vibration than we've experienced for eons of time, which means we can receive more light. So just for a moment, let's do this together, and I'll read this out loud from our heart center. We'll do this invocation together, knowing that we are invoking the I Am Presence, our own I Am Presence, the I Am Presence of all humanity, and the entire company of heaven, Saint Germain and all of the legions of light specifically associated with the violet flame, but also our Father, Mother, God, and every being of light throughout the whole of creation, to amplify our efforts 1,000 times 1,000-fold as we invoke this light, just greatly through this magnificent momentum of the June solstice, bringing in this light to transmute the surfacing negativity, and ask that this light be anchored in every person's heart flame so that it will build in momentum through their I Am Presence with every breath we take. Now, this is for us personally and every single challenge we're each individually going through in our own lives, but today we're going to serve as surrogates on behalf of all humanity and invoke this light for everyone else as well. So just for a moment, breathe in deeply and go within to the divinity of your heart. Feel your God self, your I Am Presence, taking full dominion of your thoughts, words, actions, and feelings. And follow me through this visualization with the full power of your attention, knowing that the light that is flowing through your heart flame is flowing through the heart flame of every man, woman, and child on this planet, and that the efforts of this light are being expanded 1,000 times 1,000-fold by the company of heaven. I am my I am presence, and I am one with the I am presence of all humanity. As one voice, one breath, one heartbeat, one energy, vibration, and consciousness of pure divine love, we invoke the most intensified frequencies of the fifth dimensional crystalline solar violet flame that cosmic law will allow. Saint Germain and your legions of violet fire angels, we ask that you blaze, blaze, blaze this violet flame with the power and might of 1,000 suns in, through, and around every thought, feeling, word, action, memory, and belief that humanity has ever expressed in any time frame or dimension, both known and unknown, that is reflecting anything less than heaven on earth. Transmute this energy, cause, core, effect, record, and memory back into its original perfection, and seal this energy in an invincible force field of God's infinite light so that it will never be misqualified by the fragmented consciousness of humanity's human egos again. We accept that this light is being God victoriously accomplished even as we call. We also accept and know that the violet flame is being anchored in every person's heart flame, the perfect balance of our Father, Mother, God, increasing daily and hourly, moment by moment, with every breath we take, until this sweet earth and all her life have ascended into the fifth dimensional realms of the new earth. And so it is, beloved I am, beloved I am, beloved I am.
Beautiful. And I'd love to hear from our listeners if there's any comments that you'd like to share. Patricia, are you open to a few questions, or would that would take you out of the flow of the message you have for us tonight?
No, that'll be fine. I really think it's important that we address what people are thinking about at this time, because this is really, when one person's thinking of something, we know many other are having the same question. So it always helps to have direct participation.
Thank you. Let me just select a few. And I have to say that many, I think, have already been covered by some of your earlier message. Here's one, and I can relate to it. Bonnie is writing in from Venice, California, and she's saying, can these intense energies make you fatigued? She said, it seems like the light influx should energize, but she's feeling strangely sleepy.
The question to that is absolutely yes. They're being called ascension symptoms. They are very unique for each individual person. This light is affecting everybody. But what we have to remember is that our physical bodies are literally being transformed as we move into these higher fifth dimensional frequencies that are the new earth. And this is a transition that we're all making. As we move in, our physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies are being accelerated in vibration from carbon-based planetary beings into a higher light frequency of crystalline-based solar light beings. This is why all of the prophecies of old said that when we complete the new heaven and the new earth, there'll be no aging, no disease, no death and dying as we know it. When people go through near-death experiences and they see their loved ones, they're always in their prime. And that near-death experience prior to the birthing into the new earth, which took place on December 21st and 22nd in 2012, people that went through the near-death experience, what they were witnessing was what we thought of as the heavenly realms, and their loved ones were in the fifth dimension. Now, with this shift of the ages, everything has moved forward. So the heavenly realms is now vibrating at even more rarefied frequencies of the sixth dimension. But we are moving in to those fifth dimensional frequencies, which transcend aging and death and disease as we know it, and even poverty and war and all of those human miscreations cannot exist in the frequencies of the fifth dimension. So you know what happens when you take a piece of coal and transform it into a crystalline diamond. It takes often millions of years and incredible pressure to make that diamond. This is kind of what our bodies are going through at a greatly accelerated pace. So our physical bodies, as they're being transformed, you know, some people are feeling moments of being really energized. Other people are feeling like they're just being knocked for a loop because this energy is being raised the maximum that we can withstand. So it's really taking it to the brink of our level of discomfort so that we can withstand the most energy at the time. And I personally, and I think a lot of people have, in my own experience, sometimes in meditations, the light's coming in so intensely that you actually feel nauseated, like you're going to throw up. And
yes,
the light
yes.
is the moment you get to that, or the moment you feel woozy or feeling like you're going to faint, then it backs down. You know, never do we normally get to the point where we actually faint or we actually do that, but it feels like that. You even start feeling clammy. And it's just that our I Am presence is helping us the maximum that we can endure at that moment. So people are going through all kinds of things. I always encourage, I mean, I know that people are having heart palpitations, they're having some numbness sometimes, they're having cold symptoms, they're having, you know, all different kinds of things that are going on. I always encourage people to check all of that out medically. Don't ever assume that it is, in case it might be some kind of a medical thing that's actually happening for you. But usually and often what's happening is that after all of the tests and all of the things that we've gone through, all of the evaluations, nothing can be identified. And so then we can feel pretty confident that that's what it is. The more we do to help that, the more we do to raise our vibrations ourselves of the physical, the easier these symptoms will be. So this is why the beings of light are really encouraging us to be in nature, to spend time in water, because that's healing. It's the emotional strata healing. To do a lot of deep breathing, to eat healthier food, to eat more rarefied food, more raw fruits and vegetables, more seeds and things that we can eat raw, to drink lots of pure water, to have herbal teas, and to just clean up our diets, because the heavier our food, the denser our food, the more it's like trying to move forward with our foot on the brake. And it causes our body more stress and more strain. I know that in my own personal experience, the lighter my food is, the less calorie content when I'm not, the more calories I eat, that when I eat a heavy meal or something like that, I just feel exhausted and tired after that, you know. And so I really am paying attention to that, and I'm really trying to listen to my body, and am grateful for the guidance that I'm getting. That to me is an outer world sign when my body's saying, hey, get your act together and stop doing this to me. I'm trying to move forward in the light, and you're creating
and you're holding me back.
Yeah, right, exactly. So the answer is yes, that this acceleration is very intense for everybody. But we can do things, listening to beautiful music, meditating, and all of those other things that I've talked about, that'll raise our vibrations and make it easier.
Thank you. And Tom writes in, this is a wonderful question, Tom from the Chicago area. Can you talk about how we can move more into our hearts and out of our heads to bring more light and love to ourselves and to all life?
Well, this is the key of what we are doing of the transformation, because with the fall, what we did, as I've, written and talked about a lot of times, the balance of the masculine and feminine is something that we lost awareness of, because eons ago, when we started misqualifying our thoughts and feelings and creating negativity that we started manifesting physically in the physical plane, we started experiencing pain for the first time. Now, our Father God, initially, there was a sapphire blue ray of divine will and power that activates the left brain, the power center of our throat, and is anchored in our heart as a blue flame of power. Our Mother God activates the right brain, the creative, intuitive mind, and that's a beautiful pink flame of divine love that activates the heart and is anchored as a blue flame, a pink flame in our heart. Now, these are the two flames that blend into the violet flame. And what that does, the violet flame then initially would blaze up into our physical brain structures, activating the pituitary, pineal, and hypothalamus glands, the ganglionic center at the base of our brain, which would awaken our crown chakra, birthing us as sons and daughters of God into the enlightened state of Christ consciousness. Well, when we and that's a yellow gold flame that's anchored in our heart. So this pink, blue, and gold flame in our heart, which every single person has, is the immortal, victorious, threefold flame and is the exemplification of what we've known of as the Holy Spirit. When we began creating so much pain, we closed our heart chakra. This is what took us out of our heart and moved us into our head in a way that the power of the masculine was no longer being balanced with the feminine love. We actually, this caused the heart is the portal through which our Mother God enters the physical plane. So it actually forced the divine feminine to withdraw, which caused our right brain to become almost dormant, our spiritual brain centers atrophied, and our crown chakra closed. We lost contact then with the heavenly realms and our I Am presence. So out of this fear-based consciousness, we started developing this fragmented human ego that perceived the physical plane to be the only reality and our physical bodies to be who we are. So now what we're doing is reversing those adverse effects of the fall. And so knowing that our heart is the portal for the divine feminine and is necessary to balance with the power of the divine masculine, by visualizing the pink radiance of our Mother God flowing through our crown chakra, blazing through our right brain hemisphere and into our heart, anchoring in our heart, and then being breathed out into the physical plane, this opens the portal of our heart again to allow us to breathe this into the physical plane. And if we will just breathe through our heart in and out, as though you have a nose on your heart, just envision that you're breathing in. And when you breathe in and feel yourself breathing through the heart, up through the right brain, through the crown chakra, back through all time frames and dimensions, into the very heart of our Mother God. And on that in-breath, say, I. And then on the out-breath, as you exhale, you say, Am, and you magnetize the light, the pink flame from our Mother God, down through all dimensions, through your crown chakra, through your heart and back into the physical plane. So on the in-breath, you say, I, all the way into the heart of God. On the out-breath, you say, Am, and breathe that light back through your heart flame. And feel this heart chakra opening, your right brain becoming balanced, the spiritual brain centers, your pituitary, pineal, hypothalamus glands, the ganglionic center at your base of your brain being activated, your crown chakra opening to full breath. This is what allows us to start receiving again the enlightened Christ consciousness that is the true level of consciousness of a son and daughter of God. This was our original consciousness as sons and daughters of God that we lost awareness of when we closed our heart and started using our power without the balance of love. This is actually the specific process that's being reversed now as we reverse the adverse effects of our fall from grace. So functioning from the heart, breathing in and out from the heart, seeing your heart open, and as this pink light flows through your heart on the out-breath into the physical plane, see it expanding to envelop the entire planet Earth, every man, woman, and child, the entire elemental kingdom, and all life existing in this physical plane.
Just giving everyone a moment to experience this. Patricia, we have many, many people writing in various questions about physical symptoms, and I'll summarize some of the most frequent ones. There are some questions about eyesight being affected. Excuse me. And Catherine writes in saying that she's really been triggered into extreme fear by the disease process in her body, and she knows that can't be helpful, but you know, what can she do to turn that around?
Well, I know this is sometimes a hard place, a hard shift to get, but one of the most comforting things about that is to know that you are an eternal being of light, that death is not a reality, that our life is ongoing, and that we're going to be a magnificent radiant being of light no matter where we are, whether in the physical plane or not in the physical plane, so that we take this paralyzing grip that our fragmented fear-based human ego uses to keep us locked in disease and aging and disintegration. You know, when we have the band of forgetfulness, which was given to us after the fall when we started experiencing so much pain, and the reason, one of the reasons we were given the band of forgetfulness was because if we truly remembered the wonder of moving forward in the light. Now, we know that we are going to be here for as long as we're going to be here, and we're never to deliberately try to leave this physical plane in any way. But the reason we were given the band of forgetfulness is because if we realized the wonder and the magnificence of the new earth that we're moving into and even the higher realms, we wouldn't want to stay in this physical plane. We would be fighting tooth and nail to get out of the pain and suffering that we're in. So the band of forgetfulness was to make us have a heart commitment to remain here until we finished our divine plan. Unfortunately, our fragmented human ego has taken that to terrorize us, because our human ego no longer has control when we're out of this physical plane, because we reconnect with our I Am presence and the God Self. So the human ego can use that fear-based consciousness to manipulate and control us. And so if we can get to that place of saying, I'm going through this experience because it's part of my divine plan, I'm going to hold the vision that through the light I am drawing, I'm going to heal my life and heal my body and move forward into the wonder of my solar light body. And that may happen in the physical plane or it may happen in the other dimensions. But one way or another, I'm moving out into this beautiful, special place. So I'm going to invoke the light. And it's perfectly fine to accept that this healing means you're going to stay in the physical plane. But it may not, because a lot of people are volunteering to go through some real challenging purging, because through some of these things, we can clear hundreds of lifetimes worth of petty, trivial negativity. So there are a lot of, even in this moment, powerful light workers that are going through these challenging diseases, knowing through their God Self that this is a completion and they're going to be free moving on into higher frequencies at the end of it all. But it's okay to hold the vision that you're not, that isn't going to happen, and that you're going to stay here, because that won't block you from moving forward, because your God Self knows what the plan is, and only your God Self knows what the plan is. But if you can get to a place of saying, I am not going to give this fragmented fear-based part of my consciousness the power to terrorize me, and say, ego, I love you. I'm grateful for the opportunity you've given to me to grow and learn, but I am my I am presence. I am in control, and I am taking you into my heart and commanding you into the light. You have no power over me. You no longer can make me afraid, because this is part of my divine plan. The light of God is always victorious, and I am that light. And then work with the violet flame to transmute the disease and to complete whatever it is. And it may be that you'll heal this disease and you'll still, your life will be complete on the physical plane, and so you'll move on to the other dimensions. But if that's the case, then that's what you've agreed to do at some level.
Thank you. Thank you. And I just want to say there have been so many really lovely comments coming in about people really appreciating all that you're offering here with us tonight.
Thank you. It's my pleasure. It's an exciting time, a challenging time in a lot of instances, but it's also an exciting time. And this is the time that we have genuinely been preparing for hundreds of lifetimes.
Just taking that in. Are you up for a few more questions?
Sure.
I'm just kind of scanning through here quickly. One question was about what's the significance or the opportunities of the solar flares?
Okay, the sun is a higher radiant force field of light. It is the light source for the planets in our solar system. And our sun is energized by the central sun, which is a spiritual sun beyond that. The central sun is spiritualized and enhanced by the great, great central sun. So all of these solar beings sustain light and our life force in the physical plane as they step it down from the very heart of our Father, Mother, God. We are literally moving into a fifth-dimensional solar reality. What this means in the overall creation is that the Earth is becoming a sun, and our sun is becoming a central sun. So these influxes of light, solar light, are greatly accelerating the process of our transformation from carbon-based planetary beings into crystalline-based solar light beings. So things like the solstice, when we get this great expansion of light on top of all of these other powerful influxes of light that have taken place this year. We've had this powerful grand cross alignment. We've had solar eclipse, lunar eclipse, greatly amplified influxes of light from the full moons and the new moons. Lots of things going on that are moving us forward. And with everything that's moving us forward, we are moving up the ladder, the spiral of evolution, so we're able to withstand more light. So the solar light is assisting in this process of the divine alchemy of transforming our carbon-based bodies so that we will more quickly move through these symptoms we're having, through the transformation of disease and aging and all of the pain and suffering that we're going through in our earthly bodies. So we can more quickly move into the vibrant health and eternal youth and radiant beauty and all of that harmony and balance of the fifth dimensional new earth.
Thank you. And that question was from Angela. And she also asked a follow-up question, which is, are you saying that we'll actually become younger or appear younger, appear to stay in our prime? She's saying, is this hypothetical or is it a reality?
It is a reality, but it's not necessarily a reality for every single person in the body at this moment. What we will probably be seeing is that people that are young now are not going to be aging as we move forward into these higher and higher frequencies the way we have aged, those of us that have been around here a whole lot longer. We do have the ability to transform our bodies Some people are going to do that. Other people will leave the physical plane, and when it's time for them to continue their earthly experience on the new earth, they will be born into higher frequency crystal and solar light bodies that will not age. Just like our loved ones that are leaving the physical plane now, when we see them on the inner planes in the fifth dimension before this shift took place, and now in the sixth dimension, but even when they were in the fifth dimension, no matter what the condition of their physical body was, they were in their prime, vibrantly healthy, youthful, and filled with joy and light. So to answer that question, there will certainly be people that will go through the divine alchemy, reversing the aging process. There will be those that will leave that are already older in their bodies and have made the spiritual commitment that rather than spending the energy that it will take to reverse that aging process, they'll complete this earth, leave, and then be reborn in these higher bodies. And there will be those like the new children coming in and those in their youth and young people who will just not be aging.
Thank you. And that brings up another question. I'm trying to find your name here. We had a question about how does ascension affect children? And she writes in saying she's about to be a grandmother in August. Yes, this is from Cher in Houston. Could you explain how the ascension process affects the children?
Yes. This children are volunteering to come into all kinds of experiences at this time. But because of the birthing of the new earth, for the past several years, the children being granted permission to embody on the earth are not coming in to transmute karmic liabilities. There are people, they have already completed that and are coming in to anchor these energies for the new earth and to accelerate the process of moving forward. So these children are coming in karma-free, and they are agreeing sometimes to go into some really heavy places because they, through their God self, are able to anchor in light in a way that will quickly transmute the negativity of the old earth, and people will be able to move forward in the light. So there are children that are still coming into difficult situations that will sometimes come in for short times and won't be here for a long time. But all of them are already coming in karma-free, and they will be part of these modeling to the rest of humanity that aging and disease and death and dying as we know it, as we move forward into these frequencies of the new earth, are no longer part of our earthly experience. So powerful beings of light are volunteering to come in now, these new souls that are being embodied now. So if you have access to them, bless them and be grateful. There's not anything that we're going to do that's going to accelerate this process for them. They're coming in knowing exactly what to do. All we need to do is hold the light and the sacred space for them to be who they are and fulfill their divine plans.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Let me ask you, I'm not sure whether we have time. I don't know whether this is a simple question or not. Kimberly from Mays Landing in New Jersey has written in and asked, what are the 12 solar aspects of deity?
Okay, there's information in the books that I've written. The latest book, Who Am I and Why Am I Here, has really some specific detail about these. But the 12 solar aspects of deity for our particular solar system, even though it looks different now because of our fall and the configurations, our solar system is consisting of our central sun, and that sun has magnetized and created 12 physical suns, and each of those suns have created, breathed forth 12 physical planets. So 12 is the sacred spiritual number. This is the power of the 12 times 12. This is the sacred geometry of our solar system. This is where the 144,000 and the 144 12 times 12 geometry keeps revealing itself over and over again. And there are 12 solar aspects of deity. And each one has a different quality. And I'll just briefly tell you what some of those qualities are. They carry a different frequency, vibration, and myriad tones, fragrances, colors, all of those things each one has. But the first solar aspect is the sapphire blue ray of God's will, illumined faith, power, and protection. The second solar aspect of deity is sunshine yellow and reverberates with the divine qualities of wisdom, illumination, enlightenment, and Christ consciousness. The third solar aspect is the crystalline pink essence of divine love, reverence for life, the full momentum of the Holy Spirit. Let me just say the first one is also the masculine polarity of God. The third is the Holy Spirit, the feminine polarity of God, and divine love. The fourth solar aspect of deity is white, and it's the momentum of purity, hope, resurrection, ascension, and the immaculate concept. The fifth solar aspect is emerald green, and it's the momentum of illumined truth, consecration, concentration, healing, and inner vision. The sixth solar aspect is a color that's referred to as ruby gold, and it is vibrating with healing, peace, ministering grace, devotional worship, and the Christ made manifest. The seventh solar aspect is, as I mentioned, the violet flame. And the additional qualities, in addition to the balance of our Father, Mother, God, are mercy, compassion, forgiveness, transmutation, liberty, justice, freedom, and victory. The eighth solar aspect is aquamarine, and it vibrates with the frequencies of clarity, discernment, perception, and understanding. The ninth solar aspect of deity is magenta, and that is harmony and balance. The tenth solar aspect is the golden ray of eternal peace and God's infinite abundance. And these two aspects are inseparable aspects of the tenth solar aspect of deity. We cannot have eternal peace without abundance, and we cannot have abundance without manifesting eternal peace. The 11th solar aspect is the peach-colored radiance of divine purpose, enthusiasm, and joy. And the 12th solar aspect of deity is the opalescent radiance of transformation and transfiguration. Now, all of these energies together reflect through what is known as the circle of the sacred 12. It is a magnificent sun of all of these colors, all of these radiance, and all of these energies. This is what our fifth dimensional solar spine in our solar light bodies reflects. In our solar light bodies, our spinal column has 12 solar chakras. Each of those 12 solar chakras radiates with one of these miniature suns that are the circle of the sacred 12, and their spheres of light. Our old chakras used to radiate forward as wheels radiating light forward. These are suns that radiate in all direction, and all 12 chakras radiate with the 12 solar aspects of deity simultaneously, and we can invoke any one or more of those qualities and our I Am presence. For instance, if we want to reflect the pink flame of divine love, we ask our I Am presence to increase the flame of love through us. When that occurs, when you see it with your inner vision, all 12 chakras start radiating more of the pink essence of divine love and become crystalline solar suns of pink love that just flood through you. And our I Am presence monitors when enough love has been sent to whatever we're radiating forth, and then it goes back to the circle of the sacred 12. If we're invoking healing, all of our chakras turn into an emerald green ray of healing light. If we're invoking abundance, all of our 12 solar chakras turn into a yellow gold flame of abundance and eternal peace. And we can invoke more than one quality at a time. But this is the way the chakras are working in our solar spines. And it's important for us to begin utilizing this, because this will greatly accelerate the divine alchemy that's taking place. Instead of just dealing with the sevenfold planetary spine, that what the sevenfold planetary spine is the circle of the sacred 12 sent through the prism from the fifth dimension into the dense frequencies of the third and fourth dimension. It's like putting the ray of sun through a prism, and we see the sevenfold rainbow on the other side. So the sevenfold planetary spine is this solar radiance of light, the solar aspects of deity, step down into the pigment octave of the rainbow, which is what we see through this solar light in the third and fourth dimensions. So the more we can use the circle of the sacred 12 and all of the solar rays of light in our sevenfold planetary chakras are absorbed into this higher solar spine, so we can just work with this fifth dimensional spine, and it'll help us in the divine alchemy of transforming our physical bodies into these higher crystalline bodies that are going to be vibrantly healthy, eternally youthful, no aging, no disease, and will be in places of joy and harmony with all of that.
Thank you. And one real quick question. Is the 12 related to the Metatron cube?
I'm familiar with the Metatron cube. It's all interrelated. You know, everything. I mean, the 12 and the 12 aspects of deity and the 12 months of the year that we're using. And I know that people have wanted to go back to the lunar months and things like that. Mm-hmm. But we're working on the solar cycles with the 12 solar cycles. So it's important for us to be working with the 12 months at this time. There's a lot of different things that are coming up that's all associated with that sacred geometry. So I'm not totally familiar with the source of the Metatron cube. I am aware of it, but it's certainly possible that it's part of that sacred geometry.
Okay. And if I may, I'd like to combine about a dozen questions, and so I won't be giving all the names, but there have been quite a number of questions about what will happen with people who are mentally ill in the ascension process. Can it work for them? And there's also, and there's probably about 10 questions in here that generally deal with, you know, what do you do with the fear and the doubt?
Okay.
In connection with the ascension process.
Okay. The fear and the doubt is part of the manipulation of the human ego. The ego doesn't understand it's being given an opportunity to be transformed back into light. It thinks it's going to die. So it thinks it's not going to exist. So it is clinging tooth and nail. And it's fought us every step of the way. I mean, all we have to do is try to improve our diet, and you immediately start craving every single thing you're not supposed to eat, right?
Yes.
Ego having a temper tantrum. The fear is all part of the human ego. This is a glorious transition that we are moving into. And as I mentioned earlier, the same thing needs to be said with that fear and that doubt is, ego, I love you. I appreciate the opportunities you've given to me to grow and learn. But I am my I am presence. I'm taking you into my heart, and I'm commanding you into the light. I am loving you free. No hate, no resistance, no destroying. Loving this aspect, part of us, into the light. Now, when we talk about people that are mentally ill, we have the physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies. There's a lot of discussion of whether, in the fields of psychology, of whether the mind and the brain are one and the same or two different things. The mind and the brain are two different things. Our mind is always whole and complete. Our mental body is connected with the divine mind of God. The physical brain is the instrument the mind uses to transmute thoughts into the physical plane. So the physical brain can be damaged. It can be in a coma. It can be chemically imbalanced. It can be mentally ill. But the mind is always whole and complete. But to really see the bigger picture of this. So to answer your question, everybody is going through the learning experience they've agreed through, and every single man, woman, and child, regardless of what their outer life experience looks like at this moment, prior to December 21st, 2012, we reached a critical mass of divine love on this planet that allowed the I Am presence of every single person to make the conscious choice of whether this person wanted to move forward in the light with the shift of the ages, birthing the new earth. And this was, the choice was taken out of the hands of the lower human ego because of reaching the critical mass of divine love that gave this higher part of our consciousness permission. Every single person made the conscious choice to move forward in the light. And so everyone has moved forward in the light. Now, what a critical mass is, the beings of light said for us to think of it, to simplify it, as 51%. So what that means, like when a scientist is observing an electron increasing in vibration, the moment it reaches a critical mass of the higher frequency, it disappears in the lower frequency and appears in the higher frequency. So say that the moment it reaches 51% of the higher frequency, the other 49% is absorbed in the light and it's taken with it into the higher vibration. This is why the prophets of old thought this was the end of the earth, the end times, because with their third dimensional sight, they saw the earth disappear. What they didn't see was the earth reappearing in the higher fifth dimensional frequencies. Now, what is happening now is obviously there's a lot of this 49% that is not consciously awake, that are kicking and screaming and doing everything they can to prevent us from moving forward in the light. There will be people that leave the physical plane, that die before they have become Christ consciousness and awakened. What will happen with those souls, instead of being left behind on the old earth the way it was a fear that would happen? Everybody has gotten to move forward in the light. The two earths became one, and everybody moved forward in the light. These souls that are still acting out adversely are going to be taken to special schools in the inner planes between embodiments, and they will have to complete transmuting their karmic liabilities, moving into Christ consciousness in the inner realms before they will be allowed to be born on the new earth. No one is going to be born on the new earth and bringing karmic liabilities with them. So there will be lots of souls leaving that have not awakened to Christ consciousness yet, but they will be taken to the inner planes, which is a merciful act of divine grace beyond what humanity has earned, but it is an incredible gift of divine grace. They will be going through their learning experiences, their karmic liabilities, transmuting their egos into the light, before they will be reborn on this planet. The difference is that because of this act of divine love, a miracle beyond the expectations of even the heavenly realms that we were able to move forward in this way, the difference is that these souls are not going to be removed through cataclysmic earth changes where millions of people die. They are going to leave through the natural process. It doesn't mean that there won't be maybe groups of people leaving here or there through some activity or natural disaster, but it is not going to be anything like the numbers that were originally prophesied.
That's great to hear. And what one person asked earlier is, given the shift in consciousness, will we still have a pole shift?
Okay, now the pole shift has often been misunderstood. I mean, we think of the pole shift as the North Pole becoming the South Pole, for instance. I mean, the land masses reversing. The pole shifts are electromagnetic shifts, and the shift is taking place now. I mean, the sun reverses poles, magnetic polarities, every so many years, and it happens in a day where the entire magnetic poles shift we've thought of this as being what happens. We thought this is what caused the earth changes, but it wasn't. The sinking of Lemuria was a purging and cleansing because of our fall from grace. The same thing happened millennia later with the sinking of Atlantis. These were not pole shifts. These were cataclysmic earth changes, sinking these continents below the purging, healing waters of the earth. The scientists will tell you the magnetic pole is literally racing across the North Pole. I mean, it's moved something like 150 miles within the past decade or something. We are in the midst of this pole shift now. So to answer that question, those cataclysmic earth changes have been averted and are not going to happen. A new covenant has taken place between humanity and the elemental kingdom, and we are working together with the divine intelligence of the earth to heal and transmute these things. And even though the earth is going to be purged and cleansed because we have trashed her, it's going to be with the least loss of human life. There will be property damage and things like we're witnessing now, but it will be a minimal loss of human life.
Thank you. Thank you. And, you know, I want to thank everyone listening, everyone commenting. We've had some, Patricia, there have been some beautiful comments about how meaningful this has been for people. Great love and appreciation for you coming through in the messages.
Okay.
I'm wondering, I think maybe the best that would serve us all, if you're up for it, is could we do an ascension meditation?
Yes, absolutely. June is a powerful time because of these alignments, because of the solar and lunar eclipses, the grand cross alignment, incredible influxes of light that took place throughout the month of May. On May 29th, we experienced what was known as Ascension Day, Ascension Thursday. And this year, you know, whenever there's a large number of humanity focusing on something, it creates this collective cup of consciousness. And that's true whether it's the Super Bowl or the Olympic Games or religious holidays. And this year, the Eastern and Western Christian religions are celebrating their spiritual holidays of Easter and Pentecost and Ascension Thursday on the same days. Normally they're a week or two apart. And so millions of people were turning their attention toward the ascension of the Christ, which is a physical but also an outer world metaphor for what is taking place now. And so there has been a tremendous influx of the ascension flame that is building in momentum. And the beings of light have said that the great momentum for the month of June is the ascension flame, and it is building in momentum. And they've given us this beautiful invocation. And I understand, Jacqueline, that you're going to put this up after, so people could have access to it. It's also on my website under the latest article. But do you have this, or do you want me to email it to you so that you can post it with the replay?
Would you email it, please?
Yes, I'll be glad.
We'll have, by the way, we'll have the replay. Oh, sorry, I have a little kitten here. We have the replay will be available right after the call tonight, and everyone should feel free to share. And I'd also like to give your website before we get into such expanded frequencies. And we'll also post that. I will be sending out an announcement with your replay information. So if it's not handy for you to write it down right now, know that it'll be coming to you in that way also. But Patricia's website is www.eraofpeace.org. And that's definitely .org at the end. So eraofpeace.org.
Thank you, Jacqueline. And I send out monthly articles sharing the information from the spiritual hierarchy that are free. And there's lots of things. If you want more information, there's free webinars and YouTubes, and you know, you can sign up to be on our Facebook and all of those kind of things just to stay connected and to share the information. We also have, you know, the books and tapes and CDs and DVDs and things like that available too if you'd like more information. But I appreciate staying connected with all of you and with the opportunity for all of us to work together at this powerful time. This invocation that we're going to be doing now has been given to us by the spiritual hierarchy, and as I said, I posted it on. There are thousands and thousands of people all over the world that have been doing this throughout the month of May so far and putting it on their website. All of my articles, people have, they're copyrighted just so that people won't change them, but they're copyrighted, but everyone has permission to use them through any medium or post them or share them on your Facebook or whatever, connect with links to the article, however you want to do that, as long as they're not altered and the right credit line and everything is included with that. But this is a wonderful invocation. The ascension flame is associated with the fourth solar aspect of deity, and it is part of the resurrection, the ascension, the hope, the purity, and the immaculate concept, which is the divine blueprint. And what this frequency of light does is literally ascend and raise the frequency of vibration into a higher level, the maximum that we can withstand. So this energy has been building throughout the month of May, throughout the month of June, excuse me, and on the solstice, there have been several very powerful solar flares the last couple of weeks. On the solstice, there's going to be an incredible influx of solar light, a higher frequency, fifth dimensional solar-like light that's going to greatly amplify the ascension flame and this invocation for all of us. Now, this applies to our individual lives, to the challenges and things we're going through personally, but we're also invoking this on behalf of all humanity. So let's just, again, center ourselves, go within the divinity of our heart flame, and as you do, feel yourself being aligned with your God self, your I Am presence taking full dominion. This will be stated in the first person, so we each experience it individually, but know that simultaneously we're serving as surrogates on behalf of all humanity, the elemental kingdom, and Mother Earth, so that this light is affecting every particle and wave of life throughout the whole of creation, greatly expanded through the physical, etheric, mental, and emotional strata of planet Earth. In breathing, exhaling, I am my I Am presence, and I am one with the I Am presence of all humanity. As this wondrous ascension in the light occurs within me, it occurs through every person on Earth in perfect alignment with his or her divine plan and the highest good for all concerned. I am sitting comfortably in my chair with my arms and legs uncrossed, and my spine is as straight as possible. I breathe in deeply, and instantly I am relaxed and peaceful. I empty my mind of all of the thoughts of the day, and I know I am that I am. I gently go within to the divinity of my heart, and I focus my attention on my immortal, victorious threefold flame. Within the embrace of my threefold flame, I realize that I have transcended the old earth and crossed the threshold into the fifth dimensional crystalline solar frequencies of the new earth. I have truly entered a new day filled with the full gathered momentum of heaven on earth. Victory is mine. Victory is mine. Victory is mine. With this inner knowing, I realize that I have the awesome responsibility of becoming the full manifestation of my I Am presence while I am embodied on the new earth. This literally means transfiguring my physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies into the fifth-dimensional crystalline solar-like bodies of my I Am presence. This divine alchemy is occurring within me now at an atomic, cellular level. Within every atom, every electron, every subatomic particle and wave of my bodies, and all of the spaces in between the atoms and molecules of my bodies are being filled with multifaceted, multidimensional crystalline solar light. My I Am presence is now able to take full dominion of my earthly bodies. As this occurs, my thoughts, feelings, words, actions, memories, and beliefs reflect the transfiguring divine love, the infinite abundance, eternal peace, bliss, harmony, and oneness of my Father, Mother, God. My physical reality is transformed, and I now experience at every level the infinite physical perfection of the new earth. My I Am presence now claims full authority within my earthly bodies, and I stand forth as a complete God being, pulsating with the glorious, multicolored, multidimensional radiance of my I Am presence. My feet are planted firmly on the new earth, and simultaneously I am one with all of the ascended realms of infinite perfection. I am a God being of resplendent light, now realizing the fullness of that light on every level of my being. As I am lifted up, all life is lifted up with me. Therefore, I know that within my I Am presence, I am now all of humanity, standing forth and realizing that we are God beings, sons and daughters of God, on every realm associated with the new earth. Within my I Am presence, I am the ascension flame, and I am the full divine momentum of the 12 solar aspects of deity, blazing in through and around every particle and wave of life. I am liberating every physical and chemical interaction within the earthly bodies of all humanity, the elemental kingdom, and the physical, etheric, mental, and emotional strata of Mother Earth. The ascension flame is raising all of the energy bonds between atoms and within atoms into the fifth-dimensional crystalline solar frequencies of God's infinite perfection. I know and accept that contained within this electronic pattern of light is everything necessary to transfigure the entire physical realm into the patterns of perfection for the new earth. This unfathomable light contains everything necessary to set straight the orbit, the spin, and the electronic charge of every cell, atom, and electron of life on the old earth. I feel the energy bonds within the atomic realm now ascending in vibration toward the frequency of infinite physical perfection. Every cell of life is now blazing with the full perfection of the fifth dimensional crystalline solar light. Within my I Am presence, I am the ascension flame, and the fifth dimensional crystalline solar frequencies of the 12 solar aspects of deity blazing through the every interaction within humanity and all of the energy bonds therein. This includes the relationships of all people, all organizations, races, religions, and nations, liberating these interactions into the harmony of a higher order of being, expanding infinitely the sphere of humanity's I Am presence on Earth within the peace of the great solar quiet. I am aware of this higher reality. I am now clearly receiving the divine promptings, ideas, and concepts of my I Am presence. Daily and hourly, through the gift of the ascension flame, I am experiencing the higher reality of the new earth within my heart and mind. I am now a living, light-filled temple of vibrant health, eternal youth, God's infinite abundance, peace, harmony, balance, happiness, and abounding joy. I am my fifth dimensional crystalline solar light bodies of I Am consciousness, now made manifest on the new earth. And so it is. I gently return my consciousness now to the room, and I become aware of my body. I allow these divine energies to be assimilated into my physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies. I breathe deeply and gently as I absorb the bliss of this moment, right here and right now. And I am grateful. I am grateful. I am eternally grateful. Beloved Father, Mother, God, all that is, I am.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
And Patricia, this is the invocation you said that you'd be able to share with us. Is that correct?
Yes. I'll send this to you on an email right now so that you'll have it and you can put it up as soon as you can with the replay. That would be wonderful. And each of us that has the heart call to do this and really experience and feel this for the next few days as we move through this powerful influx of solar light that all life on the planet is going to be blessed with during this summer solstice in the northern hemisphere and northern winter solstice in the summer in the southern hemisphere. As we expand this light of the ascension flame out in the northern hemisphere, in the southern hemisphere, they are inbreathing this into the core of perfection in every particle of life. So this is really an in-breath and out-breath as we move through the equinoxes and the solstices in this in-breath and out-breath rhythmic momentum.
So we will have that up so that anyone who feels called to it can work with this on a daily basis and receive the benefits, and as you pointed out earlier, to be able to share the benefits with so many others.
Yes. Thank you.
Patricia, thank you so much for being with us.
Well, you're very welcome. It is my pleasure, and I'm so delighted that so many people are tuning in with us and will be listening to the replay. This is an incredibly powerful time that we've all been preparing for hundreds of lifetimes. So we need to enter this moment and this opportunity through this heart-filled, love-filled opportunity with bliss and joy.
And I think on that note we should conclude. Such a beautiful conclusion. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
And until the next time, take care, everyone.